Cholzu, let's say now you gave chalitza to the tzora. Cholzu is Beishamai poslim in akuna. According to Beishamai, if your brother had two wives, one was your daughter and one was a different wife. So if you give now chalitza to the second wife, there's a mitzvah chalitza according to Beishamai. Because there's a din zika. You're supposed to be miyabim her. If you give a chalitza, it's called a chalitza. The halacha is an isha that received chalitza, she's posled to a kain. She has been just like a grusha. A kain can't marry a grusha. Who would then a kain can't marry a chalitza? So according to Beis Shammai, when you give chalitza to the tzara, it's called a good chalitza. A kain can't marry you now. Well, Beis Hillel makshirin. But according to Beis Hillel, that's not called a chalitza. Since she's a tzara's erva, there's no mitzvah yibim at all. She does not need a chalitza. So if one of the brothers gives a chalitza, it means nothing. And therefore, she's mutter to a kain. What about nisiyabnu? Let's say one of the brothers went ahead and married the tzara's erva. Well, your brother had two wives. One was your daughter. And now the brother went ahead and married the other wife. Beis Shammai machshirin. Beis Shammai says you did a mitzvah. On the tzara, there's a mitzvah yibim. She's mutter means she's mutter to a kain now. If the brother dies now and she comes in amona, she's mutter to the kain. There's nothing wrong with her. Rashi says, "Oysim lakunim in this almanu miyivneim." If the husband dies now, they become an almanu. A kain can marry her. The no aver was done to her. There was a mitzvah yibum. But according to Beis Hillel, she becomes a zayna. That lemaisa, according to Beis Hillel, there's no mitzvah yibum because she was a saras erva. So she has an issa erva. She's eshesach. That's a chiyuv karis. If the brother lives with his brother's wife, there's a chiyuv karis involved. She becomes a zayna. Therefore, a kohen is not allowed to marry her. A kohen can't marry a zayna. Drashu beisilu poislin she nivulu la'asu lahem. Because they had to be together, be yisr. V'ya nivulu la'posul lo osu zayna. The wife then becomes a zayna. V'ya zayna asuru lakuna. And a kohen is not allowed to marry a zayna. Now, afa pi she'elu oisrin ve'elu matirin. Even though there's a machlokes in what's osur, what's mutter. Elo poistlin v'elo machshirin. This one says it's possible you make chalitza. This one says it's not possible you make chalitza. Because the machloikas, according to Besinlo Meshamai, what's the loch of a tzoras erva? Is there a mitzvah yibim or not? Still, le'nimnu beishamai melisa noshim mi beisilil v'loi beisilil mebeishamai. They didn't stop in intermarrying. They still married one another. The boys from Beishamai got married to girls of Beisilil and the opposite way around. We'll have to understand why. L'chur it's Akasha. L'chur, according to Beis Hillel, what Beis Shammai did that a brother lived with the Sara Serva is the Chai the Chorus, and the kid is a Mamzer. So according to Beis Hillel, they shouldn't be able to marry into Beis Shammai's Mishpacha. Because according to Beis Hillel, what Beis Shammai did, the kid should be Mamzerim. So Gemara is going to answer, we're talking about that there's a Chayul, and they stay away from those people. They intermarried the other people. But in the case where there was a mitzvah yibum on a tzara serva, they still was careful not to marry that mishpacha.
I thought in the machlokes that they would basically...
Weiter. V'lo yibisil mi beishamai. Now, kol atayrois v'yatumeyesh shoyu elu matayrin v'yelu matamin. All the machlokes in between tum of atayrin and beishamai beisil had... There's a lot of different machlokes in that certain things Beis Shammai says is tamei and Beis Hillel says is tor in the opposite way. Still, lenimnu oisin tyrus elu agavelu. They didn't stop from doing tyrus one with the other. That means they didn't stop to borrow kelim. Rashi says, Rashi elu mashilin kaleim lielu. Beis Hillel used to borrow kelim from Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai from Beis Hillel. Even though the churitz shail according to one of them is still tamei, still they used to borrow the kelim. We'll see in the Gemara why. So the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, my time of the Beis Shammai. What's Beis Shammai's time that he says that Tzoras Erva is has the mitzvah yibam? The pasuk says, Loitiya Eishes Hameis Achutza. The Eishes Hameis, when your brother's wife died, when your brother died, it's his wife. Loitiya Eishes Hameis Achutza, his wife should not go outside. Lizar, she should not get married to a friend, to a stranger. Rather to one of the brothers, that's the mitzvah yibum. When your brother dies, one of the other brothers should marry his wife. So the diik is chutzo, that this one that's outside, mechlau diika panimus, mashma, there's an inside wife, that is allowed to get married to a zar. That means the erva. If your brother married your daughter, so your daughter has no mitzvah yibum, she is allowed to get married to somebody else. The yomar achmon, and still the Torah says, loisiyah, that the other wife should not get married to somebody else. So the Torah says clearly, even though one wife is allowed to get married to somebody else, she just sees an erva, but the tzara with the second wife is not allowed to. That's by Shamash Rosha, that on its tzara's erva there is the mitzvah yibam. Oh, Beisil, what does Beisil do with this pasuk? Mi boilu l'kerav Yehuda marav. The Yom Rav Yehuda marav. Mi nine, how do we know shen kedushin toivsin b'yivama? How do we know by yivama kedushin is not tofus? That means in a case where your brother dies without children, so his wife now is called the yivama, there's a mitzvah for one of the brothers either to marry a b'miyabna or give a chalitza. Let's say before any one of the brothers did anything, a third man, a stammer person, came and married her. Is the Kedushin Chalanat. All she is really is a Chai V'lavin, at most. There's a lav that she's not going to get married to anybody else. Usually by Chai V'lavin we say if you were Mekadisha, the Kedushin is Chal, you have to give her get. Here there's a Chiddush of somebody else who comes and marries the Yavama, the Kedushin is not Chal. Why not?
It's not Chal.
Shenem Raposik says, Loi Siya Eisha Samesa Chutzli Yizar. That means loisiya boavaya lizar. She has no kedusha with a stranger. If a stranger comes and marries her, even though it's only a chai v'lavin, here's exeris akasiv, kedusha is not chal. That's what Beisil does with this pasuk. Reina Chanami is not the for the Beis Shammai's drasha to teach us that there's a case of an isha pnimis and an isha chutza, means your brother could have two wives and one wife has a mitzvah yibum and one does not have. According to Beisil, that can be. If one is an erva, both have a ptur from yibum. So the pasuk is talking about rather that this yivama, she's not allowed to get married to anybody else, and if she does, the kedushin is not chal. So the morning now, Beis Shammai, what is in Beis Shammai dashing like this? Well, Beis Shammai miksiv lechutz, does it say that she shouldn't get married to somebody else? Chutzoksiv, mashma the isha herself is called the chutzah. That there are different type of wives. One wife has the mitzvah yibum, and mashma the other wife does not have. Beisil says no. Kivon dechsev chutza. It says the hay at the end. Chutza is command dechsev lachutz tami. The difference says she should not be lachutz, means she can't get married to anybody else. Why? The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Nechemya Omer kol teva shetzricha lamed b'tchilosa. A moment when you have a word that has to have a lamed at the beginning to say to it is hito loa kosev hay b'seifa. Sometimes what the Torah does is it puts the hay at the end. That's like to say, chutzah means lachutz, as if to say, lachutz. That this wife should not be to a stranger. She should only be to the yavam. That's the way the Sil dashes. So therefore, the word chutzah, like Beis Shammai Tanya, they should have said the word lachutz. It says chutzah, it's like a noun. This isha has yibum, and the other wife does not have yibum. And by Hillel says no, chutz as if it says the word lochutz. It's not a noun, it just means she should not get married to somebody else, and if somebody else marries her, the kedushin is not chal. V'tone dever Rabbi Shmuel, kegoin, what are cases like this? Elim alima. The pasuk says alima, should have just as elim, it means they went to elim. Machnaya machanima. The pasuk is machanima, it means to say to machanayim. Mitzrayim mitzrayim. The pasuk says mitzrayim, it means they went to mitzrayim. Div losomo, the same thing, it means they went to Div losom. Yerushalayim means they went to Yerushalayim. Midbar, the same thing, they went to the Midbar. Now, Ubei Shammai, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Minolu. So good, Beis Shammai uses this pasuk, Eishes Hachutza means that there are two different wives. One wife has Yibum, the Tzara, and the Erva does not have. That's what the pasuk means. So for the Gemara, how does Beis Shammai know Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Halacha that a regular Yavama, that before one of the brothers make chalitza yibum, if a stranger comes and marries her, how do we know the kedushin is not chal? The chorish is only a chai v'lavin, and usually by chai v'lavin you're not supposed to, but if you make kedushin, the kedushin is chal. So how does Beis Shammai know this halacha, the kedushin is not chal? And the Gemara Maliz Zar, it says she should not be to an izar. Mashman is zar, a stranger cannot marry her. There's no kedushin to a stranger. Ihochi for the Gemara. Nami chutza lomali. Lizar nafka. But the morning now, Beis Hillel nami taipig lom lizar. So it's fair according to Beis Hillel also. Beis Hillel also should learn out for the word lizar. So she should not be to an izar. That's mash, but there's no kedushin. So what do we need the word chutza for? So more than zayin achanami. Beis Hillel also learns out that Rosh Hashanah, that kedushin is not chal on the yivama from the word melizar. So chutz lomli, what does Beis Hillel do with the word chutzah? L'rabbi sarusa. Comes to teach us, even if the brother, the first brother, only had erusin, that's all. They weren't married, they didn't have nesuin yet. Still there's a mitzvah yibum. Rashi, l'rabbi sarusa, shenis almano min erusin. If your brother only made kedushin with his wife, he didn't have nesuin yet, and then your brother died. Tzricha l'yibum, you have to be miyabim his wife. Kinesuya, as if they were married together. What does the word chutzah mean? She was outside. That means your brother never lived with her. So maybe you would think there's no mitzvah yibum. Kamash from the word chutzah, no. Even though your brother only made kedushin with her, still when your brother dies now without children, there's a mitzvah yibum. Either you raise the regular mitzvah yibum, either you miyabim or you give a chalitza. V'idach, what does Beishamai do? Mechutzah chutzah. It says the word, curse of the word, curse of the word chutzah, and it says ha chutzah, he learns out two things. Ha chutzah means the shirashir also, that even though she's only an arusa, there's a mitzvah yibum, and also the shamay dashins, chutzah means that one lady has mitzvah yibum, and one does not. So the shamay dashins, both shirashis from the word ha chutzah. And either, what about Beis Hillel? Chutzah ha-chutzah le-mashmulu. He doesn't make two drushes from the word. Ha-chutzah and chutzah, the same thing. It's a derech for the Torah to write it this way. Therefore, there's only one drush over here. That chutzah means that even though your brother only had erusin with his wife, still when your brother dies, it's a mitzvah yibum. Yeah. But the Rav, Rav says, what's the reason again of Beis Shammai we're holding by? How come Beis Shammai says by a tzoras ervo, there's a mitzvah yibum? What's the svar of Rava? Rava ma tamayo de Beishamai. Die nisa chalal isa. He holds a svar where there's no isa chalal isa. When an isha is also to you because of one isa, then when she becomes also because of the second isa is not chal. Let's see Rashi. What does he mean to say, Rava? Rashi says, ein isa. Eishas ach chalal bitoy. The Moshe, what's going on here? Your brother married your daughter. Now your daughter is also to you before your brother married her. So when your brother married her, you want to say now she should come also to you for two reasons. First of all, she's your daughter. And secondly, now she's your brother's wife. We say the Issa Reshus Ach is not Chal. That's the Klal of Ein Issa Chalal Issa. Since your daughter is also to you because she's your daughter, even when she marries your brother now, the Issa Reshus Ach is not Chal. So since the Reshus Ach is not Chal, the Pshat is, she's not in the Pasha of Yibam altogether. There's no Mitzvah Yibam altogether. We once spoke out before. The rate is that the mitzvah yibam is to go and be miyabim the eisha sach. This lady has to have an erva of eisha sach on her. And now there's a mitzvah when your brother dies, go and be miyabim, go marry that eisha sach. But over here, she's your daughter, so when your brother marries her, the issur eisha sach is not, doesn't go upon her. Because since she's already usher to you, because she's your daughter, a second issur can't go upon a first issur. So she's never called like an eisha sach. Therefore, she's not on the pasha of yibam altogether. So who has the mitzvah yibam? Only the second wife. Therefore, the second wife is not called really a tzoras erva. Nogea to mitzvah yibam, we only see that if your brother had only one wife, there's only one eshesach, only the second wife. The first wife, that's your daughter, since it's a klal of venis and chalal isser, we don't look as if the yisr eshesach has chal upon her. So b'chlal, she's not called an eshesach. She's like not in the pasha of yibam. Like we said, a svar by an islandist. The reason why it's Tzoras idleness is mutter for Yibum, because with one brother, once one wife was an idleness, there's no mitzvah, but the pshat is she's not in the mitzvah altogether. She's not like in the pasha of Yibum. So in the pasha of Yibum, you only have the other wife. So that wife alone has the mitzvah Yibum. Here also, Beis Shammai holds that if your brother married your daughter, since your daughter is also first because she's your daughter, so when your brother marries her now, that is not chal. So if he's like b'chal, not called an eshes sach, she's not in the pasha of Yibum altogether. That's what Rava means to say. Now, the Gemara didn't understand it too clearly. First, the Gemara thought, Tainach, I understand this. Hecha denosa meis. If the Gemara thought, that's good, but two sisters, let's say. We're two brothers to marry two sisters. So that's good. Hecha denosa meis. If first, the brother that died, he married his wife first. V'yachakach nosachai. And then the brother that's still alive now married the other sister. So we say now, Lo Yosi Yisr Achois Isha V'chal Al Yisr Eshesach. The Yisr of Achois Isha is not chal now on the Yisr Eshesach. The Gemara thought, the Rabbi meant to say just the opposite. That on your brother, since Lamaisa, his wife is an Eishes Tzach. So now, when you marry the sister, now your brother's wife should become Aser to you because she's your wife's sister, a second erva, an erva of an Achos Isha. That's not Chal. Since your brother's wife is Aser to you already because of Eishes Tzach, so the second erva of Achos Ishtoi is not Chal. That's what the Gemara thought Rabbi meant to say. That the Pshat is, the erva is not Chal on your brother's wife. So that's good if your brother married her first. Ela nosachai, what's going to be if you married one sister first? The yachakach nosameis achosisha, and then your brother that died now, then your brother, that one that died, he married your wife's sister. So it comes out now, achosisha kodim. In such a case, when you married your wife, so her sister is also to you now because of achosishtoi. Now when your brother marries her, like she becomes an Eishes Tzach, that's the Havamina now. We thought that Rabbi meant to say that the Erva is not Chal. So Gemara asks here, if you married one sister first, and then your brother married the second sister, his wife is also to you because of the Erva. Because before your brother married her, she was also to you already as your wife's sister. So in this case, what could you say? The Erva is Chal. So Gemara says that's not what Rabbi meant to say. What Rabbi meant to say is, Ki vondaloi osi iser. Eishesach v'chalal iser achoisi sheinachanami. Beisham is not saying that the other erva is not chal. Just the opposite. Like we said at the beginning, Beisham agrees that the other erva is chal first. She's your wife's sister. She's your daughter. So since she's also to you before your brother married her, now when your brother goes to marry her, it's not chal the iser Eishesach. It's not chal the erva of Eishesach. Kivan the law sa Yisr, Eisha Sach, Vechala Lisra Chois Isham, since the Yisr being your brother's wife is not Chal on this lady, because she was also to you ready from before, because she was your wife's sister, Heavy Lord Soros Erva Shleba Mokim Mitzvah Vashaya. So according to Beis Shammai, your brother now has two wives. One wife is your wife's sister. Since that Erva was Chal first, the Yisr Eisha Sach is not Chal upon her. So like she's not in the Mitzvah Yivim altogether. Which wife has the mitzvah yibum? The second wife that's only also to you, machmas eishes tzach. So when your brother dies, only that wife falls to you for yibum. Therefore, Beis Shammai holds, you're allowed to be miyabim her. Ah, she's a tzor of an erva. It's not called a tzor of an erva. And mitzvah yibum, an isha that does not have an erva of eishes tzach, is not the chal in the pasha of yibum. That's Beis Shammai's svara. According to Beis Tillah, but it's not that way. According to Beis Tillah, Lamaisa, she is your Eishes Tzach, she is your brother's wife, and the Torah said your brother's wife was in the parasha of Yibum. What is pater in the mitzvah Yibum? The erva. When an erva paters mitzvah Yibum, it paters from the tzar also. That's the machlokes, Beis Sham and Beis Tillah. Right, and now our Mishnah says that Cholzu, Beis Sham, my poislim. According to Beis Shammai, the tzor of an erva, there's a mitzvah yibum. So if the brother now gives a chalitza, it's called a good chalitza. A kohen can't marry you now. For the Gemara Pshit, of course. According to Beis Shammai, a tzor has the mitzvah yibum. So if you give a chalitza, pshita she's possible to a kohen. And the other way also pshit, according to Beis Tillah, there's no mitzvah yibum. So if you give a chalitza, it means nothing. So a kohen can marry you. Tzimura says no, the chiddush according to Beis Hillel that a kohen could marry you. Because lafuke the Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. It's not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. The Yomar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said like this, Boyu v'nesakim lehem letzorois shiyuchotim v'loi misiavmois. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri made a takona that by tzoros erva, he made a takona not that she's potel gamri. He made a takona las mechalitza. Midrabona mechalitza. So since the Rabbon is said to make chalitza, she'll be also to a kohen. K'mashmalon de Beisilu machshirim. K'mashmalon Beisilu does not agree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Beisilu holds that a tzorah of an erva has no mitzvah yibum at all. There's no mitzvah chalitza even with the Rabbonin. Therefore, if a brother goes and gives the second wife of your brother, the wife that was a wife with your daughter, there's no mitzvah yibum at all. So if a brother gives a chalitza, the chalitza is not chal at all. Command the lesser dummy. Therefore, she's still mutter to marry a kohen. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Nisiyav no besilu poistim. Now the opposite way. Let's say you go and make yibum. A brother marries the tzara of the erva. So according to Beis Hillel, she becomes a zayna now, and she's pos lakuna. According to Beis Shammai, she's mutter. For the Gemara Sulamli, what do we need this for? Pshita? Like Pshita, according to Beis Shammai, there's a mitzvah you're allowed to. According to Beis Hillel, there's no mitzvah. There's an erev of Eish Asach, Pshita. So Marzlein Nachnami, Aydi D'Toni Chotzu, Toni Namim Nisiyabnu. Since it says the Chiddush in the Reisha, that we give Chalitza, and we said the Chiddush is, that according to Beis Hillel, the Chalitza does not passel. So in Mele, it says the opposite way also, that if they do make mitzvah Yibum, according to Beis Shammai, it's good. According to Beis Hillel, the Isha becomes a Zayna. Yeah. This is the machlokes Beis Hillel Meshamay. Now we're going to go into a klal yisoy that Lois is going to do. If you're allowed to do two different minhagim at the same time. But the Gemara Tanan Hosim learned the Mishnah in Megillah. Megillah nikras b'yechad osar. There's a tekana of the Rabbanan that the Mikra Megillah sometimes you read on the 11th day of Adar. We said that's called by a kfar, a small city, that they themselves don't know how to read the Megillah. So they have to go into the big town, and usually they go into the big town on a Monday and a Thursday. Therefore, the Rabbanan will make all, let's say Purim comes out on Wednesday, they don't have to come again into the big town to hear the Megillah on Wednesday. They're allowed to hear the Megillah on Monday before. So sometimes it comes out, they can hear the Megillah on the 11th day, sometimes Mishnei Mos on the 12th day of Adar, Vishloisho sometimes on the 13th day, Uve'arbosar, that's the Ikad Din Purim, on a city that does not have a chayim around it. It's on Yud Dalet B'Adar, Uve'chamishosar. A city that has a wall around it for Yemais Yeshua ben Nun, they have the corner to read the Megillah on the 15th day. Leipachas v'loyeser can never be less earlier than the 11th day of Adar, and it can never be read later than the 15th day of Adar. That's the Mishnah. Oh, Malay Rish Lakash Rabbi Yechonon, so Rish Lakash Rabbi Yechonon, Ikri Kan, we should have a kash on this Mishnah. Let's read here the Pasuk of Leis is going to do. That we darshin, Leisasu Agudis Agudis. The Torah is one Torah Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael. You can't have different groups of people, some people doing this and some people doing that. You're not allowed to do this. Trashi, Loisasu Agudas Agudas, the Nira Kenoigin based Torahs. It looks like you have two different Torahs. Kishakurin Kfar Mes Megillah Beyon Kenisa, when the town, when out there in the Hick towns, when they read the Megillah earlier, the Ayoros Kudelos Budal, and the regular big cities on Yudalid, or Makafu Chemes Matezvov, it looks like there are two different Torahs in Klal Yisrael. And that's an Issa Lois is going to do. First of all, says, this Pasuk, Hai Lois is going to do Miboyle Lagufa. We need the Pasuk for what it says actually. The Yom Rachmona Torah says, Loisasu Chabur Alameis. The Pasuk is talking about if somebody dies in the Mishpacha, you're not going to go crazy over it, you feel so bad, and start making scratches on your body. That's the Pasuk Lois is going to do. You can't scratch yourself, make a Chabur on you, because you're angry, you feel bad about the Meis. That's the Lava Torah. So we know both things from this pasuk. In Cana, that's what the pasuk meant to say. Lay makura lois is going to do. Don't make scratches on your body. Mice is going to do. Amash meloshin of aguda of gathering. Shema mina lahach yudios. It's coming to tell us you can't make different groups doing different mitzvahs. For the mar v'yei makulu lahach yudios. Maybe the pasuk is only coming to say you can't make different groups. But maybe there's no issue not to make a scratch on your body when a mace dies. In Kem Lay Makura Loisa Goidu. It only means not to make groups. It should have said Loshan Loisa Goidu. That's Loshan of groups. Ma Loisa Goidu. Shmamina Tarti. Goidu means Loshan of scratching, making a Chabura. So, Kitsa, from this word we have two Isurim. One thing is that a mace dies in Mishpacha, you can't go crazy and start ripping your, scratch your skin. That's a Navera. And secondly, you can't have two different Menhogim and Klai Yisrael. Soon see. Almost at Kash, how could you have the Megillah sometimes read this time, sometimes read that time? Omalei, that's the only thing you had shver. Adkar leishonah, didn't you learn the Mishnah in Psochim? Mokim shenog lasazim locha barvei Psochim adkar tsoi soisin. Some minhag, some place have the minig to do work on Erev Pesach. Mokim shenog ushloi lasaz ein oisim. Other minhagim have not to do work on Erev Pesach. So once he has the same kash, it should be lois is going to do. Some people work, some people don't work. Omalei, so he answers about that's not bothering to me. Amin locha ano yisura. I'm telling you an isser. Like Lamash Isra means Nikra Megillah, that's a din. When you're supposed to read the Megillah, the people from the big cities have to Badafka read on Yudalit. If they read it on the 15th, they're not Yoetz to the Mitzvah. It's an Isra for them to read the Megillah on the 15th. And the people that have a Chaim around it, it's also for them to hear the Megillah on the 14th. So it's an Isra. So mainly it has to be different times the Megillah read. The Yom Rav Shomim Barabba, Yom Rav Yechonon. The Pesach says, "Lakayim es yimei Purim es manayim." Zamanim har betiknu lem chachamim. The Chacham made a nikah takana different days when the Megillah is read. So that was bothering me. How can the Chacham mistake on different days? It looks like different Torahs. But v'yatam atle, you're asking your kasha min hoga. from this minig that some people do work in their Pesach, some people don't work in their Pesach. So there's a minig, in other words, mikra din, you're allowed to. Some people are machmer upon themselves, that's not a kasha. If you want, you could be machmer. Right, for the Gemara, is that true? Vosom la visur heavy, no issa mein abayera Pesach. V'yotnan balaylo, the night of B'dikas Chometz, v'yishamay oismim, v'yishamay says you're not allowed to do work. V'yishamay matirim. So, you see, it's a machlekes that Beishami says you're not allowed to, and Beisilu says you could do work. So, Beisilu's people worked on the night of Leil Pesach, on Leil Bedika, and Beishami didn't. One, you say, let's go to do. Or Malay again, Hosom, there's not Shver. Haroyoy Memalachu de Leslay. That there, somebody sees people not working, it doesn't look like two different terms. People that are working, they'll think you're allowed to work. Somebody's not working. It looks like he has no work to do. So people see some people work, some people don't work. It doesn't look like two different sefer Torahs. That's okay. But here my kasher is if they see some people reading the Megillah on Yudalit and some people reading on Tesvav, it looks like two different Torahs. How come the Chomer Masechta can't happen at two different times?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Bei Shammai Matirin Atzoris Liachim. It's another kasher you should ask. Our Mishnah said, Bei Shammai is Matir the Tzoris Liachim. By Tzoris Erva, Bei Shammai says, you're allowed to be Miyabim the Tzorah. Oh, Bei Silo Loisrim. Bei Silo says, no, the Tzorah of an Erva, your brother had two wives. One was your daughter. There's no Yibim on the second wife either. So it's a Machloikis. And pushed the Mashma that they did it. Bei Shammai Lamaisa was Miyabim in the case the Tzorah, and Bei Silo did not do. Says the Kashrus, so should be like going to do. How could it be that they did two different ways in Klal Yisrael? So first